China issued the outline of the National Intellectual Property Strategy in June 2008. Since then, Chinese authorities say they've made significant progress in IPR protection, creating a fair, stable, and transparent business environment. Observers are also suggesting IPR protection is one of the keys to helping China become the world's second largest economy. Wang Ping, a researcher on public procurement with the University of Nottingham, says IPR protection has been a long process.
First of all, our laws and regulations have gradually improved. Secondly, in terms of law enforcement and the trials, we have set up courts specializing in intellectual property rights, which shows we're even more advanced than the UK, since the UK has not established its own IPR courts yet.
Since the issuing of the outline of the National Intellectual Property Strategy, laws and regulations around issues such as patents, trademark, anti-monopoly, and law against unfair competition have been updated. Despite this, Wang Ping says authorities in China have to keep on top of changes to IPR.
Policies are just like coins. They have two sides. That's why we call them double-edged swords. As such, on one hand, when enacting the policies, we must consider potential challenges and loopholes and take measures to deal with them. On the other hand, in terms of the implementation, we need a professional, powerful team with high public trust.
Stephen Perry, chairman of Britain's 48 Group Club, a UK advocacy group for trade with China, says Beijing needs to take the lead in technological innovation and patent applications.
So when I met President Xi Jinping, that was the point he made. We want to get beyond just being a little bit better off than we were. We want to be a modern, advanced country. And to do that, China must innovate. And Innovation 2025 is the cornerstone of that. It's about China making the decision that it will be at the forefront of technological development, that its companies will be the most progressive companies in the world, together with other Western countries.
Stats from the World Intellectual Property Organization show that over 48,000 international patent applications were filed by Chinese companies in 2017, coming in second in the world behind only the United States. For CRI, I'm Xie Cheng.